Listening track 1. Sexual or gender equality in the world today.
Gender equality, also known as sexual equality, is the view that both men and women should receive equal treatment and not be discriminated against based on their gender. Unfortunately, the levels of equality in the world vary from one country to another, and even now, in the 21st century, total sexual equality doesn't exist anywhere. Iceland is considered the country with the highest level of gender equality. This means that Iceland is the country where women enjoy the most equal access to education and healthcare. It is also where women can most easily participate fully in the country's political and economic life. The next countries in the world ranking are Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Europe has 7 countries in the top 10. The UK is 18th, and the US is 23rd. The Philippines, at 5th, is the highest ranking Asian nation, and Nicaragua is the highest placed country from the Americas at 10th. Here are the top 10 countries in terms of sexual equality. 1.
Iceland.
2.
Finland.
3.
Norway.
4.
Sweden.
5.
Philippines.
6.
Ireland.
7.
New Zealand.
8.
Denmark.
9.
Switzerland.
10.
Nicaragua.
Sexual equality is measured by looking at healthcare, education, participation in the workplace, and in politics. In access to healthcare, this is obviously influenced by how rich or poor a country is. For this reason, there is great sexual inequality in terms of access to healthcare in many countries in Africa and the Middle East, with European countries all having high levels of equality. With education, there is a similar picture, although in southern European countries there is less equality than in northern Europe. The same is the case for equality of opportunity in work and economics, with many African and Middle Eastern countries being very unequal, and northern European countries being more equal than southern European countries. Sexual equality in the world today is still not a reality. Many countries restrict the personal movement or dress of women, as well as reducing their access to education and freedom of expression. Even in the Western world, many women earn less than a man when they are doing the same job, and it is still an exception to find women who are directors of businesses or leaders of political parties.